one of the really interesting things when we were putting together that legacy CD is seeing how Doc learned to play this flat picking style of guitar. Because, you know, there really weren't, as Gene Ritchie said when I was interviewing her about it, she said there weren't any people in the 60s folk revival who could play really good guitar. Just, you know, there were some finger pickers that were great, Dave Van Ronk and people like that, but nobody flat picking. And Doc learned to do that. Well, tell him about it, Doc, from being in the band.
Well, to start with, I got me a fiddle. I love old-time fiddle tunes so good that I got me a fiddle when I was in my late teens, and I guess I kept it somewhere between 12 and 18 months, and best I could do was a hungry pig, and I sold it. But I began to hear Grady Martin and Hank Garland out of Nashville, when Hank was still playing country music instead of jazz, playing fiddle tunes like Pretty Little Widow and a few of those good old things, Old Joe Clark and whatnot, flat picking them on the electric guitar. I got out my old flat top and I said, my golly, if they can pick fiddle tunes, I can learn a few of them. But the good opportunity came when a fellow, Jack Williams, got me to do dances when I played the electric guitar then, Les Paul. And I played fiddle tunes from the square dance too, and I got into 10 years worth of good technical practice on the flat pick. Let's do Witchy before breakfast.
Wait, I got to tell him that there was no fiddler in the band.
There was no fiddler in the band.
Doc was playing the lead.
I had to do the lead, and I had to keep it down to where it was about the same volume as a fiddle. I didn't try to break everybody's eardrums with that electric guitar, you know.
We're gonna play some pictures that I've collected of Doc's life, and you'll see one picture of him playing with Jack Williams' band. Doc, let's do a little bit of a couple of fiddle tunes for him while we watch these photos. Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Yeah, Whiskey Before Breakfast and Ragtime Annie.